Opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio. And now, Carl and Linda Bott. This is Free Fire Radio.
Good morning. Welcome to Free Fire Radio here in the studios at KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio. Celebrating over 10 years on the air. Good morning, everybody. The 10th of March, 2020, 7:05 in the morning. 605-4567 is our phone number, and we're streaming live all over the world, too. I've got Sue at the helm there, and Sue, what's the weather look like?
Good morning, Carl. Today in the North Valley, you can expect it to be sunny and beautiful, a high of 76 with a low of 43, north wind 7 to 9 miles per hour. And for tomorrow, sunny and 75 with a low of 46. Sunny and warmer for Thursday as temperatures soar up to around 80 degrees with a low of 44. For Friday, sunny and 77 with a low of 41. Then for your weekend, it looks like a chance of showers. Then partly sunny and a high of 60 for Saturday, 57 for Sunday with lows dropping in the 30s overnight. Then for Monday, here's something for you. I'm going to throw you a curveball. A chance of rain and possible snow. Then mostly sunny and 60.
Snow?
Snow. Yes, this is according to the National Weather Service. Yeah, so it's going to have a chance of rain, then a chance of snow, and then sunny. So we're going to have Colorado weather.
Well, you just have to wait in Redding for 10 minutes. You'll get another type of weather here.
Exactly.
So, okay.
And so, now, yes, and if you're traveling, I'll just try to make this brief. We have quite a bit of road construction. So this affects 273, also between Redding and Anderson, if you're heading towards the coast, past Weaverville, closer to Willow Creek. And if you are north of Interstate 5, they have an incident that was reported just north of Hornbrook. So in that area, just be careful. It is affecting traffic, which is slowing down quite dramatically. And I have some good news coming down from Wall Street. I have to tell you, Carl, the Dow is now up 708. The NASDAQ Composite up by 253. The Standard & Poor's 500 up by 85. Looking good for Apple, Citigroup, General Electric, Google, and Microsoft. They're all up this morning. And I think it's great.
Well, that means that our group, our investor group, made about $3 million this morning.
Right? That's good.
I'm talking about you and me. The rest of the KCNR guys.
Absolutely.
And girls.
Yeah.
Okay. Hey, thanks a lot, Sue. Hey, the weather report and road reports and the stock market is brought to you by today. It's brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane. Shasta Gas Propane is a local business out of Anderson. It's a better known business that has been around for, oh gosh, about 20 years now, does a number of things for our community, and now they're selling generators because, as you know, PG&E and just its infinite wisdom will get rid of the electricity at any time it wants. Why not have a generator at your house that, one, can run your house, or you have smaller generators that will run refrigerators, freezers, things to keep your food ready, and keep your air conditioning on, those kind of things during the summer. 365-3793. That's Shasta Gas Propane, discounts for seniors and veterans. Okay. I am here with Lucinda.
Lorinda.
You know what? I have it written down here, okay? And I don't know why I said that.
Lorinda, okay, I forgive you.
But Lorinda Willard.
Oh, you got it.
And Ryan Odie.
Yes.
Odie.
Odell.
I've known Ryan. Hey, you know, Ryan.
I'll forgive you, too.
You know, somebody needs to. I need to be forgiven. You know, I've got the coronavirus.
Oh.
It's not like
all right, let's pack it up, Lorinda.
Okay.
Let's get out of here.
Too late. Too late. I've already hugged both of you. No, I haven't. You know, in fact, this very attractive young lady came in yesterday and wanted, oh, Carl. And I went, ah. I said, and she goes, oh, yeah, I forgot. We're in the coronavirus scare. And I went, yeah, but we hugged anyway. So that we have changed, though. Have you noticed, Sue, what I've done to change to protect our clients and our people walking through here.
You added the little gel out there.
I did. The hand sanitizer is now when you walk in, you can hand sanitize if you want.
I felt safer.
Did you feel safer?
I did.
Thank you.
I am sorry, Lorinda, because when you came in today, you know, my wife's name is Linda. So you throw an R in there, you know, and
it just totally
screwed me up.
Yeah.
Okay, hey, I really, you know what, this is one of my happy days when you two come in, or just anybody from Turtle Bay, because everybody is, you know, smiling because you're happy and, you know, because Turtle Bay is a cool place to go to.
It's the best place to work in town.
It's like our Disneyland of, you know, of Shasta County.
Yeah.
It sure it is.
You know what? You know, you have, you know, climbing things and zip lines and animals. And
exhibits.
Where else can you go out and have a real live beaver climb into your lap?
That's true.
Totally.
That's it. I mean, come on. Where?
Yeah.
Okay. How are the exhibits doing?
Yeah. Well, I can kick things off and then
pass. Yeah, then we'll go into our education side.
Yeah. Sure. Yeah, so just to remind everybody.
Linda said they were magnificent. And I'm going to roll through there. You're probably this weekend.
Yeah, I did see Linda at the Chocolate After Dark event. She
another great event.
Saying, yeah.
She invited some of her friends there.
Yeah, she couldn't stop talking about it. She loved the John Schuler.
She did. Yeah, and she came home and talked. But see, if you remember from last time, I was familiar with John Schuler.
Yeah.
And, yeah. And because, I don't know where or why, but somewhere over the last 12 years, you know, since I returned my last tour, his name came up.
Hmm.
So it was interesting. But what I haven't done, I haven't read his literary work. And she said it was just awesome.
Yeah.
The examples of it.
Yeah. And that's what a neat exhibit is it's, it has the art side of you're seeing these beautiful abstract paintings and how he interpreted different points in his life through painting the sky. But then also right next to it, you have some of his memoirs, and you're really getting this holistic story of his life and his journey. And we're really seeing people walking away with their greater awareness of maybe some of the things that him as a World War II veteran, but all veterans, and how he was coping and understanding that struggle. And, yeah, so that
We didn't hear that when they came back. I mean, the severe cases were combat fatigue, that kind of thing. But it's gone on every war.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Every war has had it. But you didn't hear about it back then because you were expected to man up and just get by
totally.
It.
Right. It didn't have a name. It didn't have that PTSD.
It didn't have that. And it wasn't until years after Vietnam that it came up. I had a friend that he said, "Gee, I just thought for 20 years I was just in a bad mood."
Mm-hmm. Mm.
And but this is for anybody. And let me say this. If their PTSD is brought on by a variety of things, it's not just combat.
Yeah.
It can be childhood experiences. It can be things that have happened to you in your life. It could be car wrecks. Who knows what it is, sexual abuse. He found a way of expressing himself just by using the sky.
Yeah.
And you know what? This weekend, we actually have a really special treat since we're talking about John Schuler. His widow and the curator of the John Schuler Estate will actually be here in Redding and at Turtle Bay on Saturday. I'm sorry, that's not even this Saturday.
Yeah, March 14th.
That's March 14th. It's coming up, though.
We're so excited.
I'm excited about that.
Yeah.
It is this Saturday.
Is the 14th this Saturday?
Is it the 14th?
If today's the 10th.
You're right.
Oh,
wow. You were right the first time.
Gotcha.
You must have a calendar in front of you.
No, I just know these things. These are in my head.
So this Saturday, she'll be here, and she's going to be doing a talk. So she'll be talking about John Schuler and a little bit about his history.
And what time will she be there?
She'll be at Turtle Bay at 2:30 for a talk. And then after the talk, she'll actually walk through the art gallery with anybody that's interested in learning a little bit more.
If you, if you've got a free afternoon, this would be worth it.
Yeah,
definitely.
And for all my veteran friends, for just all my friends and for people that are listening here, it's if you're a member of Turtle Bay,
yes.
Of course it's free.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And to come in for that, it would cost what? If they're not a member.
$14 for kids, $18 for adults, and that's gets you in for the whole day.
Mm-hmm. And that's for the whole day.
Yeah.
But I really want you to think about joining Turtle Bay because it costs
It's $90 for an entire year.
For your whole family. Mm-hmm. And we have exhibits like this all the way through.
Long. Yeah.
I mean, and I tell you what, you get your money's worth after the first, really, if you bring your kids or you bring two kids, they don't have to, four kids, they don't all have to be yours.
Yeah.
And just think of what they can see, but what you're also going to see, too, because there are adult things. People, a lot of times think, it's mainly for the kids. No, even the ones that are kind of aimed so that you have interaction, you can learn a whole lot from there. We got to take a quick break. And this portion of the show is brought to you by our friends over at Alliance Heating and Air. Alliance Heating and Air have been in the business over 25 years. Any type of heating or cooling systems, They specialize in customer service. The every time that we've had Alliance Heating and Air come, they're on time. They put those little booties on their feet. You've seen those?
Yeah.
So they don't track anything around. They adjust thermostats. They change all of our filters. They make sure all of our air ducts are working, and then they're out of there. And you can get yourself on this twice a year. They come in and check and make sure everything's working right. And let me tell you, one time when we had a dinner with all these people coming, they bought for Turtle Bay because we sell dinners over there. It was like 108 that day, 108, 110, and the compressor and the air conditioner blew out. Well, they didn't have that type of compressor, so what did Martin do? He brought in those floor air conditioners to try and make it more bearable. So this is the kind of people they are. Mm-hmm. Alliance Heating and Air, 221-2642. Learn more at their website, homecomfort.org. We'll be right back with Turtle Bay.
Dreams that you dream of, dreams really do come true.
Morning update with us, Armstrong and Getty, 9 to 12 on KCNR.
Tune in to North State Now Thursday nights at 6 p.m. on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. Our show features yours truly, Linda Bott, with Michelle Slade, Enjoy the Magazine, and Dr. Orna Gill, featuring music, art, health, wellness, shopping, and more.
Promote your locally owned business on KCNR, Reading's only locally owned radio station. Brand your business through one of our advertising packages or by sponsoring a Colt 45's live broadcasted game. Call KCNR at 605-4565.
Get a 20-year, 200,000-mile powertrain warranty at no cost with every new 2020 Kia model exclusively at Redding Kia. 20-year, 200,000-mile limited powertrain warranty. For details, see dealer or go to reddingkia.com.
By midweek, who's ready for some cheaper than therapy, therapy and laughter? We have the perfect remedy. Meet up with friends for drinks and a healthy dose of stand-up comedy at Wind River Resort and Casino Inside Overtime. Each week, we host a variety of comedians with many talents in a cool, intimate setting. Don't miss Comedy Night, Wednesdays at 8 p.m., no cover charge. Must be 21 to attend this hilarious event. Check out the lineup at windriver.com. Comedy is better at the river.
Hi, this is Judy Maxwell. Life can happen in an instant. Sometimes you plan for it, like retirement or taking care of your family. Sometimes it's a surprise, like a winter storm with home or property damage. Sometimes it may be an unexpected accident or illness or even a premature death. Whatever life throws at you, you'll wish you had gotten the right insurance when you had the chance. That's where Maxwell Insurance can help. For more than a quarter century, we've been serving the North State because it's our home, too. Give us a call at 221-0441 to let us help you review your policies and prepare you for whatever your future holds. Maxwell Insurance, 1378 Hilltop Drive, 221-0441.
What is happening in the state of Jefferson? To find out, listen to the Jefferson State of Mind program Sunday mornings at 9 a.m. on KCNR with your hosts Wynn Carpenter and Terry Raposa. To catch up on past broadcasts or to listen anytime, go to KCNR1460.com and click on the archives link.
ACA, come out and play. Have you seen the bill we all have to pay? The time has come for 51 in a Jefferson state of mind.
Alan Gordon here, Coachmaster Collision. In our 50 years in business, we've met many interesting people. One customer complained the car pulled hard to the right. When I inspected the car, I noticed a small bag of rocks tied to the left side of her steering wheel. The customer stated that on long trips, the rocks would counteract the pull. Problem solved. only temporarily, though. The pool was easily repaired with suspension adjustments and a wheel alignment, despite being told by another shop the vehicle had major frame problems. Having confidence and trust in the professionalism of who is repairing your vehicle is sometimes the greatest struggle. When this customer has a problem with her car, she calls Coachmaster. If the issue isn't our specialty, I'm glad to recommend the best qualified company. After all, this is my customer. And yes, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Remember Coachmaster on Eastside Road, serving the Reading community since 1969. Learn more online at CoachmasterAutobody.com.
Hear us streaming 24/7 at KCNR1460.com.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios at KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio. Phone lines here 605-456-7720 in the morning and 47 degrees going up to 77 today. But as we heard in our weather report at the beginning of the hour, that could turn into rain and snow on Monday.
Yes.
Ooh, weather report's always brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane, and Bastiani Arms is bringing us this segment. It's the only place in town that I would go to buy a firearm. Their customer service is just outstanding. The prices are as good as you'll ever get in a big box store and sometimes lower. They have everything that you're going to need for shooting, all the accessories, the classes. They have it all, and veterans get discounts at Bastiani Arms. 2539 Larkspur, right here in Reading, open Tuesday through Saturday. I'm here with Turtle Bay with Lorinda Willard and Ryan Odell, and Lorinda's going to talk to us about the education side of Turtle Bay.
Yes. So this month we've got a lot of exciting education programs going on. Our monthly program, Little Explorers, this month we're exploring the theme of me and my family. So we're inviting children, 2 to 5 year olds, and their caregivers to come join us every Thursday at 10 a.m. in the Mill Building to do a variety of activities about themselves and learning a little bit about their families as well. And each Little Explorers always has a time for story, and we incorporate some songs in there as well.
Well, that sounds like fun. So when you, how big are the groups that come through here?
Oh, Little Explorers has grown in the past couple of years. We typically get about 30 to 40 kids and then throw in some adults in there too. So
well, to kind of watch the kids. Mm-hmm. And how old are they?
2 to 5 year olds.
Mostly. Whoa. Mm-hmm.
We do get a little itty bitties in there too, but yeah. Most of the activities are for 2 to 5 year olds.
You get smaller than 2 year olds?
Well, because
what do they do?
They just hang out.
Yeah,
they just get held.
Look at everybody.
They just get held.
Sometimes they're sleeping.
There's a documentary right now about babies. It's on Netflix.
Oh yeah.
Oh, I've seen it.
Have you seen that?
I've seen the picture of it.
Yeah, I know. And I keep telling myself I need to watch this because they say babies are a lot quicker than we think.
Yeah.
And you know that they're absorbing stuff.
Totally.
So when you've got them down there, who knows? They could become next. You know, and 25 years could become geologists and archaeologists and writers and painters and all that kind of stuff.
That's
so
right.
You're opening it up to them.
We try.
Okay. What are the kind of stuff we have?
Oh, okay. Well, we have our monthly Saturday program. So this Saturday is Family Second Saturday, and we are exploring some emotive art. So we're inviting families to come on in, do some different art projects with us from 11 to 2. And then, again, that's followed by John Schuler's. There's going to be a talk by his widow and the curator of the John Schuler Estate. So that's this Saturday afternoon. And then next Saturday is Science Saturday, where we are going to explore space science. So that will be pretty neat.
Space science.
Yes, space science. So we'll be talking about star formation, asteroids, things like that.
Yeah, and just to encourage people that our website, turtlebay.org/events, education is one of those ongoing things, and there is just always something new going on from our exhibits getting rotated. But these weekly events are, if you're a family with a young child, we already mentioned like the 2 to 5, but even that little bit older into middle school age, we have so many weekly events going on so that you can have continued education, fun, crafts, man, science experiments. I've seen some of the coolest things going to these and shooting some pictures. So this is such an amazing part of the community. And if you're a member, take advantage of these events. I mean, come by. With the membership, you know, it's free coming in. Even if you just come for that event for an hour, your kids are going to love it. They're going to walk away learning something. And it's so neat being a part of Turtle Bay, of seeing kids laughing, smiling, and learning. And it's like when those three are together, it is a really cool experience.
Well, it would be great if we could do that in all of our schools.
Yeah, that's exactly true. Right.
There have been some courses I laughed my way through. I wasn't smiling.
Yeah.
And I wasn't learning, but exactly. I have laughed. But that's different here at Turtle Bay. We need to take advantage of that. People,
yeah.
And, you know, if you've got, hey, it's that weekend, you get the grandkids, and, or, you know, that time, take them down there. And it's a great, great time to do. So like you said, they can learn and they can have a great time at it.
Yeah.
And what's wrong with that? You know, the different exhibits you have coming through the year is always, always they're top notch. Coming from other museums a lot of times. They have, you know, you'll make arrangements for them to show up and then we'll have them for what? 4 or 5 months?
Yeah.
Yep.
Something like that. So everybody gets a chance to look at them. at the same time, there's so many things going on during the weeks that, you know, you can go there probably once a week and get something new.
Yes, definitely.
Yeah. Different events that come through here. What other things do we have on our education
plate? Let's see. This Sunday, we will also have our big blue blocks out in the museum in the afternoon from 1 to 4. And we put out our big blue blocks. Those are our Imagination Playground blocks. And we just put them out so that children are inspired to kind of free play and build on their own and just have that free range of being creative.
Yeah.
So those blocks will be out. And then
by big blue blocks, these are giant. Like,
yes.
not handheld. Like,
yeah.
Yeah, it's a pretty cool thing to
like
see.
Three kids have to lift them or something?
I mean, they're not heavy.
They're made
but
out of foam.
Yeah,
but
they're just giant. It's, it's a pretty cool thing to, to witness. So.
And they're all different shapes and sizes. And there's some that have chutes on them, so you can actually, like, roll a ball through it. And they have holes in them so that you can connect them.
Yeah.
So just a space for kids to kind of build and be creative.
We're on winter hours right now, right? Wednesday through Sunday.
Yeah.
And so they're closed Monday and Tuesday. So coming in on start your week off on a Wednesday, which is cool. I wish I could start my week off on Wednesdays every week. But there's a number of different activities for kids and for adults there.
Yeah.
As we've been talking about. The cost is $90 a year
for
a family membership, and that's two adults and four kids.
Mm-hmm.
Have you got any like an update about the lighting, the Festival of Lights?
Well, our team is spending hours each week preparing for this. You've probably seen if you've walked through our botanical gardens that they're already doing a lot of work there, getting ready for the lights, installing sound systems and doing some widening in the garden. So trust me, Turtle Bay is very busy. We all are wearing an extra hat. And we couldn't be more excited.
I think we're talking a minimum of 500,000 lights, though, right?
Something like that.
And then, because we're going to be counting them.
Exactly.
I've gotten. I'm sorry. You have 500,000 one light.
Yeah.
So you know, you said 500,000. So you've got to take that one out.
Yeah.
This. I can't wait to see this.
Oh,
it's going to be great.
Yeah.
It's going to be beautiful.
I hope we have like an early day that we can have locals come through there because I got a feeling when it opens that first weekend, we're going to have people from all over.
Yeah, we're really hoping, too, that this will become a Reading tradition for families. I mean, we'll probably get some people traveling in as well, we hope. But, we're really excited for this to be, like, one of those annual events that families are looking forward to. Oh, you know, the end of November is coming around, Reading Garden of Lights. And, I mean, it's just going to be such an immersive experience. All the feels of holidays, from sipping hot chocolate to walking through this immersive holiday experience of beautiful lights and it's going to be a great event, and we think about it daily, and we're very excited.
Well, you know what? The other thing, I guess, got a question is, are you going to have another rock and blues expo?
Ooh, I will have to go back to the team and find out about that.
Is Turtle Bay going to do another rock and blues expo? Huh.
Yeah, I'll have to ask him that. I'm not sure right now. I don't know about that one. It's news to me, but I'm the newbie.
Yeah,
so.
you've only been here like what? You've only been here like a year. Or so.
Yeah, give me a break, Carl.
Well, this is these are our listeners, and they go the Turtle Bay and those type of things.
No, I'll definitely have some news on that. I'll make a note. Yeah.
Last thoughts. I don't mean that in a serious sense of this. You're going to die when you walk out of here.
Yeah, you're serious about this virus.
I got to get that hand sanitizer.
Yeah, right there when you walk out. Any last things you have here? Because we've got to run.
Just encourage people again to check the events on our website. There's always something going on, from education events. We just released even some more new exhibitions. So always something new at Turtle Bay. Drop by as soon as you can.
Yeah, this Sunday. At 2:30?
Saturday.
I'm sorry. This Saturday at 2:30.
Saturday at 2:30.
Will be?
Magda Salveson, John Schuler's widow, and the curator of the John Schuler Estate will be giving a talk and leading a tour through the art gallery.
It's going to be great. Okay. We're going to take a quick break ourselves, and we'll be right back after these messages.
New Year's resolution? How about joining us, Armstrong and Getty,
for the morning lineup right here on KCNR from 9 to 12.
Tune in to North State Now Thursday nights at 6 p.m. on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. Our show features yours truly, Linda Bott, with Michelle Slade, Enjoy the Magazine, and Dr. Orna Gill. Featuring music, art, health, wellness, shopping, and more.
Hi, this is Chuck Kinney of Shasta Gas Propane. Our company motto is, our customers are warm friends. We are demonstrating our commitment to this motto by helping those in our area that lost their homes in the car fire and are moving onto their property in an RV during the rebuilding process. We can hook up a 120-gallon propane tank to your RV gas system and deliver gas to your property so you won't have to disconnect your 7-gallon cylinder and take it somewhere to get it filled, then reconnect it and relight your pilots. We will deliver and connect the tank at no charge, then discount the price of the propane. Give us a call at 365-3793. That's 365-3793. We want to help you during this stressful time.
So what's Scorecard Scribbling's all about?
I was scared for my life at that point. I remember looking to the right and seeing all the medical supplies there, and I'm just thinking, are they going to cut off a leg? What are we doing here?
I had a coach that would come up to me on the plane, stick his hand out. I knew what he wanted. Who am I not to give them to him? Like, I thought, okay, job security.
We came to the ballpark every day. We knew we were going to win. It's a great experience, a great feeling to be on a club like that.
Scorecard Scribblings with Brent Weber, Wednesday nights from 6 to 7 on KCNR.
If you're looking for the accountability of a personal trainer, the energy and camaraderie of a group, and a budget-conscious price tag, then our team training at Adamson's Peak Performance is for you. We've got your fitness needs covered with 5 types of time-efficient, 30-minute team training workouts. Mix and combine these challenging strength and conditioning sessions to enhance sports performance, build muscle, burn fat, and sculpt the body you've been dreaming of. AdamsonsPeakPerformance.com or call us at 221-8006.
The average adult is issued 32 troopers that, with proper care and just a little discipline, should serve you well during your entire tour of duty on this planet. They're called your teeth. But when your platoon gets out of line, holes in the formation, or other problems, you need to call in an expert, like General, Dr. William Farrell, with decades of experience keeping those troops in line and executing their assigned duties properly and dependably. If you'd rather not be there while he reestablishes order amongst the troops, Dr. Farrell offers sedation dentistry. He and his highly trained staff will whip your troops into shape without any discomfort. And having served himself in both the Navy and the Marine Corps, Dr. Farrell offers special consideration to veterans. Let him take the best care of your platoon of teeth, and they will serve you always. Call 547-5757 or visit PaloCedroDentistry.com. at ease.
And for a limited time, Dr. Farrell is offering x-ray, exam, and cleaning for just $175. Call 547-5757 to schedule your visit.
Hear us streaming 24-7 at kcnr1460.com.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios, KCNR, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio, 605-4567 is our phone number, and 7:34 in the morning, 47 degrees out there, and this portion of the show is brought to you by Clyde's, Clyde's Enterprises. Over 47 years in the business, locally owned and operated by Clyde Pierce, specializing in home electronics. Before you go to the big box stores, stop by Clyde's. He can probably beat those prices they have in the big box stores. Plus the fact he can put it in for you. You can put in surround sound if that's what you want. And if you're looking for dish, satellite, he's been over 32 years in the satellite business. That's Clyde's Enterprises, the original and still the best, 1250 Hartnell Avenue. Give him a call at 221-4144. 7:35 in the morning. I'm here with Rachel Freeman Sowers. Good morning, Rachel.
Good morning. Thank you so much for having me.
Well, you know what? This is you and Linda had a show, I think.
We had a little bit of a Facebook Live. Man,
yeah,
that
Facebook
was,
Live, yeah. And you're Facebooking yourself live today, which is fine. And tell us a little bit about Rachel.
So I am a emotion strategist, and what that means is I help female online entrepreneurs and professionals work through the emotional and strategic challenges that they can face in the online world in either building a business or professional life there.
Well, now, this is a type of business, in a sense, that wasn't here 20 years ago or maybe even 10 years ago. With the advent, though, of everything being online and all the everything you can find in the world, but is it an emotionally trying business?
Well, yes, it is. You know, I've been a marriage and family therapist for the last 18 years, and 10 to 12 of it was spent right here in Redding, California, working at different agencies, children's mental health, and then went into a private practice. And when I started considering, just like you said, you know, even when I was younger, there were no cell phones. You know, we were out in Bella Vista playing on 3 acres of land with my brother and, you know, yeah. So all of those things. So this transition has been wonderful, but also really has caused a lot of where we need to learn how to manage our emotions within that space too, and the challenges that can come with that in building a business or even getting yourself out online, putting yourself out there.
What are some of the things that women face in the online business? Because it's not like something like she walks in, somebody's looking at her specifically, which can be a problem for people, some people. But what are women facing out there specifically?
I think for me, one of the things that I face, and I found the women that I work with face, is that we don't have that face-to-face connection, right? I can't sit with them. Well, I can. But I look into a Facebook or on my cell phone and I record myself, and there could be thousands, there could be one, there could be zero people watching me. So that connection is framed in a different way. You and I can look at each other in the eye and kind of bounce the energy off each other. But in the online world, that's different. So one of the things that I believe that the online world faces for women is the connection, is how do we learn to make that connection in a different way and present ourselves authentically and having the courage to just be us there in the online world.
Okay. Can you give some examples of women business like that you've worked with?
So I've worked with numerous individuals. I've worked with women who are photographers.
Mm-hmm.
I have a woman that I work with right now who has a PhD that wants to get all the information that she has learned in mind-body medicine and put that out into the world into a different way. Women such as myself who have built businesses that are in the physical space, you know, I had an office downtown here, mm-hmm. and they want to transfer those into the online space. That's a whole different thing to do, and it's a different way of interacting. I have a woman who is a copywriter, and how do you locate other people who need your services and the people that you want to work with, because there's thousands of people in the
online world. Well, that leads to the next question, because there is so much information out there. How do you guide people through? How do you find the right information? Because I tell you what, as anybody knows that looks at Facebook or just the internet, that there's a thousand opinions about everything. How do you get through that?
Well, that is tough to navigate, and we've seen some of that just in the recent happenings in the world, like within the last week or so.
Yeah, the coronavirus.
Yeah.
I went out and bought my 2,000 rolls of toilet paper. I don't understand that, and I also don't understand why people are buying cases of water, because you cannot catch the coronavirus from water. So, I mean, if it's in your house and you turn on the water, you can drink it. You're not going to get the coronavirus. I'm not sure why you bought the 5 cases of water.
I think that speaks to a really huge topic, which is fear, right? Mm-hmm. And when we look at the amount of information, it really is overwhelming. And what is right for you? What is not right for you? You know, the people that I work with, the women that I work with, sometimes they'll buy lots of courses and lots of things because it is about selling online. It is about how you can market your product. And when there's so much information, you have to be able to have a guide that's going to help you narrow that down, create this funnel that is really there saying as an advisor.
Okay.
Those things.
And I can understand that. And the other thing too is there the impact of somebody like the PhD, who's got all her knowledge, but she's working in with individuals or small groups, and all of a sudden she gets 1,000 inquiries. How do you handle that?
Well, it's so interesting. I have a privilege of working with highly intelligent, ambitious, and driven women. Every single woman I work with is in that criteria, and I just love that. And for her, the challenge was she didn't know how to take it from the physical space into the online space because it's very different. My therapy practice downtown was very much about I got to see people in the office. People loved coming to my office and having that time. Right. And so hers was, how do we bridge that gap? And she has so much information about how to help the mind and the body stay connected and different techniques and all those things that people can benefit from. Because one of the things that's huge is we lack the connection even with ourselves in today's world.
Well, that's the thing is, the more we're online, the less we interact with people, even though you're online with people, you're not interacting with people. People say things, as you know, on those keyboards. They would never say to somebody's face. Mm. They would never come up to somebody and say those things. Mm-hmm. And so if you're trying to generate, in this case with the emotional counseling, that feeling, that closeness, does that have an impact? I mean, do you do it online so that we're FaceTiming each other or Skyping each other, and then we can talk that way? Mm-hmm. Does that have an impact?
So there's been a trend in the online space, especially in businesses, that I have seen in regards to coaching, service-based business, things – other areas such as that, is that it has – the pendulum has swung, right? We went to this space where we can just type something in and find it, and we could say anything to anyone. But now the pendulum is swinging back to the other end, and people, again, we are human. We yearn and crave connection, right? So when the pendulum is swung, it's like, how do we feel more connected? So how I work with the majority of my clients is I have an online membership space called Powerful by Design, the Collective. And so we have Zoom meetings in there because one of the things is that we have a co-working space and all of us get into the Zoom room and we can see each other and we can talk to each other and we can know that we're not just in our own homes, in our own offices doing one little thing all by ourselves. It's the driving the connection that really drives my business too, because right now it is all about relationships at Rachel Freeman's Hours.
Okay. Well, that makes sense. And so everybody can see each other when they're talking and see the expressions on their faces and that, because that's important, because if you see how they look when they're saying something, a lot of times makes a difference too. We're here with Rachel Freeman Sowers, and we're going to take a quick break here. And we're going to come back and talk about a couple of things about affordable support, craving affordable support, and what do you do with all this information that rolls through here, and your live event, Breakthrough, Breakthrough 2020, coming up into this month.
It is going to be, I am so excited about that event.
Okay. Hey, this portion of the show brought to you by Cornerstone Community Bank, talking about locally, being able to go in and see the faces of people that you do business with, locally owned, locally operated right here at Cornerstone Community Bank. It's community-oriented. Two branches right here in Reading in the O'Reilly Shopping Center at 192 Hartnell Avenue and the other one at 1845 California Street, just south of Jack's. And, of course, for our friends over in Red Bluff at 500 Riverside Way. Learn more at bankcornerstone.com. Find out how they are moving local dreams forward. We'll be right back with Rachel Freeman Sowers and right after these messages.
Too much love drives a man insane. You broke my will. What a thrill. Goodness gracious, great balls of fire. I let it love what I thought it was funny. You came along and woo, now honey. I've changed my mind. This love is fine. Goodness gracious, great balls of fire.
Experience the life and story of artist and World War II veteran John Schuller through his paintings and memoirs in Turtle Bay's exhibit, Lost Man Blues, John Schuller, Art and War. Open now until April 26th. Learn more about this must-see art exhibition at turtlebay.org.
We all had friends and family that were affected by the car fire. Most of the cleanup is done now. A lot of families are looking at rebuilding. If you relied on a well for your water system, it's important to assess the condition of your well and its capabilities to be able to meet the demands of new construction codes. I'm Ted Ogilvie with Diamond Core Drilling. We've been providing water well systems and pumps in Northern California since 1980. Let us help you with your rebuilding process. That's Diamond Core Drilling, 275-8162.
Hi, this is Brian Martin, General Manager of River Common Senior Living. One of the most rewarding things about what I do is watching the positive transformation that often occurs when a senior moves here to our beautiful, independent retirement community. Seniors can become isolated, find it hard to eat good, healthy meals, and even just get around. I call this a failure to thrive. At River Commons, we solve those challenges. You are surrounded by friendly people with similar life experiences. Chef Shalisa and her crew provide three delicious and healthy meals daily. Activities Director Ernie always has a wide variety of things to do, from arts and crafts to outings on our 25-passenger bus. Plus, we provide utilities, cable TV, scheduled transportation, weekly housekeeping, and more. We see seniors go from survive to thrive, and that is just a wonderful thing. Call today for a tour or luncheon a tour and experience River Commons for yourself. 221-2121 or on the web river-commons.com.
For many people, their faith, their family, and their health are the most important things in their lives. Every day, the work that I do influences these things. Children go to college, couples move into their first home, people retire, businesses start, and charities are supported. All of this in part because of the work I do. I can make complicated things clearer so people understand them. I can solve problems and find solutions. People need someone to put their interests first. And for many people, I am that someone. I can lend an ear, stand with you during life's ups and downs, and provide that advice at just the right time. That's why I love my job. That's why I'm a financial advisor, Susan Eastman, with Wells Fargo Advisors in Redding, California, 243-7561. Once again, this is Susan Eastman with Wells Fargo Advisors. I'd love to be your financial advisor. Please give me a call at 243-7561.
Some things in life you can just rely on, like the comfy fit of a favorite pair of jeans and the tried and true performance of a new home comfort system from Rood. So here's to reliability built into everything we do. Rely on Rood.
Get reliable comfort when the weather turns cold with a new heating system installed by the local pros at Alliance Heating and Air. Call Alliance Heating and Air today at 530-221-2642.
Join the adventure in Turtle Bay's new exhibit, Treasure, open now until May 3rd. Learn about the history, people, and technology of treasure hunting and get involved with fun, hands-on activities. Learn more at turtlebay.org.
Hear us streaming 24/7 at KCNR1460.com.
Good morning. Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios at KCNR, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio. Time is 7:49 in the morning here on the 10th of March, 2020. 47 degrees out there. It's going to go up to 77 today. The weather report's always brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane. They have discounts for seniors and veterans, 365-3793. This portion of the show brought to you by our friends over at Maxwell Insurance and Financial. All your insurance and financial needs under one roof. I tell you what, what Judy doesn't know about insurance has not been invented yet. She's going to be on our show later this month to talk about the health care programs, the health insurance programs here in California that can cost you $6,000 right off the top if you don't have it. And also, how it can impact on your bottom line when it comes to taxes if you do something incorrectly there. She's going to be able to talk about that. Plus, she has a financial division that's also a very, very strong part of the business. If you have questions about what's going on, especially with the craziness of the stock market up and down, you can give her a call at 221-0441 or stop by at 1378 Hilltop Drive. She's been in the business since 1993. There's not a lot this lady does not know. Maxwell Insurance and Financial. So I'm here with Rachel Freeman Sowers, and she is she has her master's in counseling psychology, her bachelor's degree in human resource management, and a specialized PhD in mind-body medicine and integrative mental health. And you've been helping people for 18 years, and now you're helping women online to begin their businesses, to thrive in their businesses, mm-hmm. Teach them how to do it and how to do it correctly.
Mm-hmm. I'm so blessed to be able to do this work.
Let's talk about your event that's coming up March 28th.
Breakthrough 2020. I am so excited about Breakthrough 2020. And this event, let me tell you who it's for first. This event is for any woman who currently has a business that they want to refresh, that they want to transition. You know, I recently transitioned my private practice from being here in downtown beautiful Redding, California, to totally online. So if you want to transition business, if you are a woman who has a desire, who has a vision for something different, I met with a woman the other day and she said, Rachel, I have an idea. I just don't know how to get it from here to over here. And they want to change, make a transition in their career. These are women that are often, well, let's just say it on the radio. I'm 47, no big deal. But like, I have other goals now. My vision has changed and I want to transform that and really honestly live the life that I want to have, that I want to live and have, do it the way that I want to do it, pretty much on my own terms. This is also for people who want to find a direction in their business. One of the things that is a challenge for women that I work with is the first thing we do is defining how we want to feel every single day. So the four ways that I want to feel, for instance, are courageous, expansive, masterful, and consistent. So my life is dictated by those four feelings. And if I like coming here on the radio for you, it makes me feel expansive and it makes me feel courageous. Although Carl is great because he puts people at ease. So thank you so much for that. But if I'm thinking about doing something and it doesn't create at least one of those four feelings, the answer is no. So it makes the decision-making process really easy. And what women tend to find out is after 3 months of working together, they are actually beginning to live the life that they have wanted to be living.
Well, you know what? This is going to be like March 28th. And it's going to be where?
It is at the Hilton Garden Inn right here in Redding, California. I've had some wonderful opportunities, speaking opportunities recently here in this very community. And people walk up to me and they say all the time, do you live here? You live here? And I say, yes, I live here. And so what I decided to do in response to that is have my very own live event called Breakthrough 2020, like we've said already. And it's going to be at the Hilton Garden Inn from 9:30 to 4 p.m. And you can find the link on my website, rachelfreemansowers.com. It's also on my Rachel Freeman Sowers Facebook page.
Okay. Wow.
Yeah.
You're really a go-getter.
I know. I think maybe that's, I don't know if that's go-getter, if it's the ADD in me that likes to have the adventure, right, that likes to always have a challenge. I'm up for a challenge always.
Well, you know, people get online in businesses, and, of course, some people are just tremendously successful in it, and other people aren't. Is there something about an individual that if you look, when you look at them, you say, you know, this may not be your cup of tea?
I think there are two different – okay, there's more than two different, so I won't say that as an absolute. But what I will tell you is this, is that there are people that get online and they want to make money fast. And there are people that get online that are in it for the long haul. My career as a licensed marriage family therapist, when I first started over at Victor Community Support Services here in Reading, it was the first – therapeutic job I've ever had here, and I knew that it was going to take me at least 10 years to build my reputation in this town the way that I wanted to. And so I am always a slow and steady wins the race with intermittent sprints, right? So it is difficult. It is not for the faint of heart. I don't even know if having a business, any kind of business, is for the faint of heart. But when you are an online entrepreneur or an entrepreneur in general, I guess, it is tough to sustain and build a sustainable way of creating that income. So for me, I'm in it for the long haul. You know, you're going to see Rachel Freeman's Hours online for a really long time.
Okay, well then that kind of like answers that question, because you know, you can get into an inner online business cheaper than you can, of course, as a when you have brick and mortar, you know, like we have studios, we have all these things. I mean, that's a set expense that I guess if we just potted out of our a studio at our house, we wouldn't have any of those expenses.
Right.
But it doesn't give us the room to do the things that we have to do for a radio station like this. We've been at this for over 10 years. You know, we just opened up FM. So it's a constant, and I agree with you, it's a marathon with little sprints in between of terror as you run forward. There's setbacks all the time. There's things it's not your fault. It's not your fault. You've done everything correctly, but it just something happens. We get water in the antenna.
Oh,
who would have thought that? Who would have thought that? And but it takes us down for 4 days until we can figure out what it was, you know, running, you know, checks on all the wires and living up on the mountain for a while and then finding that out. I'm just using that as an example. Mm-hmm. So but getting into the business isn't going to cost you as much most of the time, I would imagine.
Right. The cost of entry is really low. I think what you're talking about, too, is really finding out how you want to relate to people in your business. You know, you talk about things being out of our control. In the online world, things are out of your control. I can send an email, and it is only opened by, let's just say, 5 people. And how do I get those people without seeing them, without making that kind of connection, right? It's all in the marketing. It's all in how you present yourself. It's all in the interaction. 'Cause nowadays, I believe that people don't just want to click on an email and buy your stuff if they don't know who you are.
Okay. Tell us again, when's your big event here? It sounds great.
Breakthrough 2020 is going to be on March 28th from 9:30 a.m. to 4 p.m. right here in Reading at the Hilton Garden Inn. And every woman will walk away with a breakthrough. I can guarantee it.
Okay. That sounds like fun.
It's going to be fun.
cost for this?
Oh, the cost for the tickets are for this one-day event, $149.
Uh-huh.
And when I've just actually released 2 bonuses that are going to be coming with that. So it's going to be a full day. Lunch is going to be provided. The first part of the morning is going to be all about moving through those emotional blocks.
Mm-hmm.
And it's not just your mindset. It's the emotions. And then the second part is building your customized roadmap so you know what to do, when to do it, and how to do it. He's shaking his head.
No, I'm shaking my head. Yeah, I'm nodding. I'm thinking is that those are just if you can get the people through that, at least being aware of it, that's a huge breakthrough for most people of getting your arms around what you want to do and not being afraid. That's the thing is if you question yourself, it's not going to happen. And I am assured that your course here on the 28th is going to help people face that.
The most important thing is support. That's what that's what we want. We want to feel supported.
Okay. Rachel Freeman Sowers. Sounds great. I can't wait to hear for more of this and how this all works out. So thanks for being with us this morning.
Thank you so much.
You bet. Hey, when we come back, we're going to have Casey Fatch, CEO of Shasta Regional Medical Center. Yeah, we're going to be talking coronavirus. And we also have the head of the emergency department coming in with them, Dr. Taggart. So we'll be right back after the news.
News from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Breaking news this hour from townhall.com. I'm Jeremy House. Stocks are surging on Wall Street following the market's worst day since the financial crisis of 2008. Earlier, the Dow jumped nearly 800 points at 3.3%, making up less than half of its plunge from the day before. Also on SRN, I should say, Treasury Secretary Steve Mnuchin says the U.S. economy is entering the coronavirus crisis in a position of strength, which will aid in stemming the financial losses.
The U.S. has the most resilient economy in the world. You saw a very large economic jobs number last month, and we couldn't be more pleased that the president's economic programs of tax cuts, regulatory relief, and trade have put the economy in a very good position.
Mnuchin spoke at a White House briefing yesterday where it was announced that President Trump would ask Congress to pass payroll tax relief and other measures to deal with the fallout from the coronavirus. China's President Xi Jinping has visited Wuhan, the center of the coronavirus outbreak.
The message is that this emergency is, well, pretty much under control. Now, if you look at the numbers, now I know some people will say that the numbers can't be trusted or they can't possibly catch all the cases. They show that for days now, there have been zero new infections in the rest of China. Xi Jinping is there in Wuhan. He went along and spoke to medical workers. He spoke to patients, not directly, but via a video link. That's also a kind of green light to the whole country that things need to start returning to normal now.
BBC correspondent Stephen McDonald reporting from Beijing. Iran says the new coronavirus has killed 54 more people, raising the death toll there to 291. On Wall Street, the Dow is up 234 points. The NASDAQ is ahead 133. More on these stories at townhall.com.
Thinking about life insurance? What if you could make one free phone call and learn your best price from nearly a dozen highly rated price competitive companies? Well, that's exactly what happens when you call SelectQuote Life. For example, George is 40. He was getting sky-high quotes from other companies because he takes meds to control his blood pressure. But when I shopped around, I found him a 10-year, $500,000 policy for under $25 a month. I'm SelectQuote agent Dan Savino, and believe me, if SelectQuote isn't shopping for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For a free quote, call 800-523-3771. That's 800-523-3771. 800-523-3771. Or go to SelectQuote.com. Since 1985, we shop, you save.
Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price could vary depending on your health, issuing company, and other factors. Not available in all states.
Church in Washington, D.C. is the latest to be affected by the COVID-19 coronavirus outbreak.
Several hundred people are being asked to self-quarantine after potential exposure to the first identified case of the new coronavirus in the nation's capital, now publicly identified as the rector of a prominent Episcopal church. District of Columbia Mayor Muriel Bowser says anyone who entered Christ Church, Georgetown on February 14th or between February 28th and March 3rd is asked to self-quarantine for 2 weeks from the date of their entrance to the church. The church rector announced Sunday that he was the initial virus case that city officials have been referring to as patient one. Keith Peters, Washington.
A 10-year-old boy and his mother have been rescued 52 hours after being trapped in the collapse of a virus quarantine site in southeastern China. Video released by rescuers showed the two being pulled from the debris of the hotel that collapsed on Saturday. News and analysis at townhall.com. I'm Jeremy House. Some of Virginia's Confederate monuments could soon be removed.
That could happen under legislation state lawmakers have approved. The House and Senate passed legislation that would undo an existing state law that protects the monuments and instead lets local governments decide their fate. The bill's passage marks the latest turn in Virginia's long-running debate over how its history should be told. The legislation now heads to Governor Ralph Northam, who said he supports giving localities control over the issue. Several local governments have expressed their intent to remove statues. John Scott reporting.
North Korean leader Kim Jong-un supervised his second live-fire artillery exercise in a week as the country continues to expand its military capabilities. The state media reports came a day after South Korea's military detected the launches of three short-range projectiles off the North's eastern coast. Kim was quoted as vowing to build his artillery force into the world's strongest. More on these stories at townhall.com.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio. And now, Carl and Linda Bott. This is Free Fire Radio.
Good morning. Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios at KCNR, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio. We're celebrating over 10 years on the air. Phone lines here are 605-4567. The news at 8:05 in the morning is brought to you by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your health, your choice. Sue, what's the weather look like for this week?
Today, sunny skies with a high of 76 as overnight lows drop down to 43. More sunshine tomorrow and all the way through Friday with a high of 75 for Wednesday, 80 for Thursday, and a high of 77 for Friday with overnight lows dropping down in the 40s. Now, starting Saturday, we're going to see a little bit of change in the weather. There is a chance of showers for Saturday and Sunday, then partly sunny both days with a high of 60 for Saturday, 57 for Sunday with overnight lows dropping down to around 37. Now for Monday, a chance of rain and possibly snow, then sunny and a high of 60. So, yeah, the weather's going to be all over the map this week. It's currently mostly clear in downtown Redding. Red Bluff is 48, 47 in Anderson, 43 in the city of Shasta Lake, 45 degrees in downtown Redding. A look at your roads this morning. Traffic hazard this morning at Balls Ferry Road and Deschutes Road. Also, quite a bit of maintenance, road maintenance near Cascade Boulevard, also on 273. Expect delays on 299 west towards the coast. If you're traveling between Redding and the Oregon border, we do have stop-and-go traffic in some areas. So just be careful, especially south of Dunsmuir. Two areas you could run into delays. Also, just slightly north of Dunsmuir, northbound I-5 alternating lane closures. And then closer to Mount Shasta, expect delays. And just south of Wairika. Now, Carl, back to you.
Okay. The weather report is always brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane. Shasta Gas Propane is locally owned, locally operated, veteran-owned business that gives discounts for seniors and veterans. You can give them a call at 365-3793. I'm sitting here with Casey Fatch, who is the CEO of Shasta Regional Medical Center, and Dr. Taggart, who heads up the emergency department down at Shasta Regional Medical Center. You know, he's so calm looking, and he came in with the scrubs today, no blood on him or anything like that. You know, so it's not okay.
Still early.
He has not ever come in here with blood on his scrubs. Okay, that's all I can say. But good morning, gentlemen.
Good morning.
Hey, okay, Casey. There's something going around, a rumor going around that the coronavirus, something about something called a coronavirus.
Right.
That people are running through the streets screaming and shouting and buying 800 rolls of toilet paper. Can we talk about the coronavirus?
Well, yeah, we get to, you know, it was new. The whole toilet paper thing was news to me until I went to Costco the other day.
It's gone.
I couldn't believe it.
It's gone. Costco.
The last thing I'd be stocking up on is toilet paper and water. I got to be honest.
How was the booth selection on the other side?
Well, thank God there was no limit on the bottles of scotch you could buy, but it is what it is. That would have been a tragedy, but yeah, there's all kinds of hysteria going on out there. You know, the market's responding to it. I think the media's just latched onto it. It's coronavirus this, coronavirus that, and
they're making this political too. That's the thing is they're using it. They being some of the Dems and some of the media is using this as a way of attacking Trump, of course. That he's doing everything wrong, he's making it worse. So, I mean, they're using this as a political thing. I have a feeling if it wasn't an election year, you wouldn't be getting the type of coverage you're getting.
Am I
wrong?
That might be. It seems like there just isn't the trust that they're getting the accurate numbers.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, no, you're right.
I think that's where it stems from. It has not been as severe as SARS-1 and MERS, depending on what stats you
right.
see.
Some of the some of the past events that Dr. Tiger is talking about, we haven't seen those kind of numbers yet at this point, mm-hmm. not even close. So there's a lot being put out there. A lot of stories that I've heard of where this is a chemical weapons or a biological weapons development out of China. It's just all of this ridiculous stuff that's going on out there. And meanwhile, we need to take the opportunity to educate people on how not to get, it's the same precautions you would take for the flu, quite frankly.
The coronavirus, there are many, many types of coronaviruses, and they infect many animals and humans. And the coronavirus usually doesn't go from another species of animal to a human. But that's what occurred with the first SARS in 2009.
Yeah. Right.
Mm-hmm. Or no, 2002, 2003, and then the MERS in 2013, which came from camels. So
camels,
yeah, in the Middle East and the Arabian Peninsula.
So as long as you didn't kiss a camel,
correct.
Okay, I'm sorry.
Right.
That was tacky and low, but you know, he comes from camels.
Yep.
So come.
Yeah, I know. Yeah.
Well, you know what? People over there are closer to Campbell's, okay? Come on.
Well, you remember the whole big bird flu panic, and that never manifested into anything. And so, this is just, we're going to have to wait and see what happens.
Is this one a deadly virus?
It can be. It's particularly deadly for the elderly, those older than 60, 65, those that have diseases such as heart disease, lung disease, smokers, diabetics, and those are the people that we are seeing that catch it end up dying.
Now, how do you die from this? Is it go into your lungs? Is that the idea?
It causes acute respiratory distress and ARDS, and so it basically suffocates you. It's a viral mm-hmm. pneumonia. There is no treatment.
Once you get it, is it quick? In other words, if you've been exposed to it, like I know that the first two people that died up in Washington State, I think, were in a nursing home, and it kind of like ran through the nursing home then. But most of those people had compromised immune systems and all this.
Right. Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. I mean, they were just very, very susceptible to dying from it. Based on this particular virus, what's interesting is that it's different than influenza in that it doesn't seem to cause severe disease in children. So we haven't seen any cases in children.
You know, we've used these statistics that I think last year, and you'd probably be much more up. We had close to 8,000 people died in California last year from the flu, something like almost 60,000 in the United States from just the flu.
Yeah,
like that.
Right.
So, yes. I mean, using what, the same precautions?
Absolutely. Same precautions, yeah. People need to wash their hands, cover their mouth with their elbow when they sneeze or cough.
I think one of the
washing your hands for 20 seconds.
Right. One of the bigger things is if you feel you have the symptoms, you call ahead and talk to your physician. Just don't go there first. Call and say I'm coming here, or you come to the emergency room. You call the hospital from in your car. We'll come out and assess you, and they go from there. So we're trying to prevent the spread of the disease. And we did this last year with the measles. I mean, if you remember, we had the same thing going on with measles last year.
Well, it's kind of like when if you're sick like that, they'll come to you. When we take Elk Killer down to the vet, they say if she's coughing, they come out to the car to make to look at her, because the last thing you want is to have a person coming into an emergency room where people are already ill and spreading this.
Right. This isn't new. We're extremely well prepared.
Right.
This isn't our first rodeo, and I think hospitals across the country are well prepared. They have screening processes like we do.
What are the screening processes? I've heard a lot about testing kits. What exactly are testing kits?
Well, testing I don't know the we're working with the public health department.
Uh-huh.
When we feel or we have a patient that requires testing, we will give them a call and they will assist with collection and laboratory testing.
Okay.
So it includes a flu swab and an oral swab. We aren't doing testing on everyone that comes in with a fever or a cough. We're only testing those that screen positive, which means they've had recent travel within 14 days from China, Iran, Japan, South Korea, and
Italy.
Right? So those five countries. And then those that have symptoms of lower respiratory illness, pneumonia, high fever, cough, those symptoms and a close contact with someone that has confirmed COVID-19.
Okay. We're going to take a quick break here. We're here with Dr. Taggart, who heads up the emergency services department there at Shasta Regional. Of course, Casey Fatch, who is the CEO of Shasta Regional Medical Center. And what we've addressed so far is, you know, how they are looking at people who may have this flu. And also the fact that the panic that's out in the streets right now is something that we need to get our arms around, or it's going to make things worse for people in a lot of different ways. So 8:15 in the morning, this portion of the show brought to you by River Commons Senior Living, premier retirement community in Northern California, River Commons, gourmet chef, activities director. Picture yourself not having to worry anymore about what to have for lunch or dinner. You have choices. You don't have to worry about the plumbing. They're animal friendly. This place, if you're going to live in a place where there's active people, it's not an assisted living facility, and you can use it as a place to base out of when you travel for other events. It's River Commons Senior Living. Give them a call at 238-5981 and talk to Brian or one of his helpful assistants there, and they're going to give you a personalized tour of River Commons Senior Living. Worry less, smile more. We'll be right back with Casey Fatch and Dr. Taggart.
The value of banking local comes in being able to walk into the lobby, see the president, and be called by your first name, knowing that lending decisions are made locally by people you call neighbor or serve alongside when supporting a worthy cause. There's confidence in knowing that when you place your trust in Cornerstone Community Bank, you not only help yourself, you support the town you call home. Stop by one of our Reading or Red Bluff branches or visit us online at bankcornerstone.com. Cornerstone Community Bank. We invite you to experience how we are moving local dreams forward.
SST Oil on Windham Lane in Reading, your source for specialty fuels and oils, including kerosene and low sulfur fuel oil. They feature Toyotomi heating systems and on-demand water heaters. Save $100 on a new Toyotomi home water heater and ask about special savings for residents affected by the car fire. Locally owned SST Oil, supporting the community through summer fires and winter snows. Stay warm and cozy with Toyotomi and SST Oil. 241-1167. 241-1167.
Founded in 1995, GI Pathology is the only physician-owned laboratory in the United States dedicated solely to the practice of gastrointestinal and liver pathology. The company provides the highest quality GI pathology diagnosis made exclusively by one of our fellowship-trained gastrointestinal and liver pathologists. GI Pathology delivers results to its Northern California client base within an industry-leading 24 hours. Call 888-2-GI-PATH or go to www.gipath.com for more information.
Some things in life you can just rely on, like the comfy fit of a favorite pair of jeans and the tried and true performance of a new home comfort system from Rood. So here's to reliability, built into everything we do. Rely on Rood.
Get reliable comfort when the weather turns cold with a new heating system installed by the local pros at Alliance Heating and Air. Call Alliance Heating and Air today at 530-221-2642.
Hi, this is Mark from Haven Humane Society. It has been a challenging couple of years, and through it all, our amazing team has continued to save lives. We have so many fantastic animals that are looking for their forever homes, and with adoption fees so low, now is the time to add to your family. With puppies, kittens, dogs, cats, and so many more, we have the perfect addition. Come join our team as a volunteer and help in an area that works for you. Walking dogs, socializing cats, helping in our veterinary hospital, or folding laundry. We have many opportunities and welcome all volunteers. For more information, please visit our website at havenhumane.org or follow us on Facebook. On behalf of the entire Haven team, thank you for all of your continued support as together we get closer every day to a North State with no more homeless pets.
Where do you go in Shasta County to get advice on the best type of firearm to meet your needs and how to safely carry and use it? The answer is to join the revolution at locally owned Bastiani Arms. Bastiani Arms believes in a better way to serve their customers and providing them with all the information needed to make the right decisions before and after the sale. They have a large selection of guns and ammunition and always special discounts for veterans. Self-protection is your right. Join the revolution at Bastiani Arms, 2539 Larkspur Lane in Reading, 222-8222.
Hi, this is Judy Maxwell. Life can happen in an instant. Sometimes you plan for it, like retirement or taking care of your family. Sometimes it's a surprise, like a winter storm with home or property damage. Sometimes it may be an unexpected accident or illness or even a premature death. Whatever life throws at you, you'll wish you had gotten the right insurance when you had the chance. That's where Maxwell Insurance can help. For more than a quarter century, we've been serving the North State because it's our home, too. Give us a call at 221-0441 to let us help you review your policies and prepare you for whatever your future holds. Maxwell Insurance, 1378 Hilltop Drive, 221-0441.
Welcome back. 3-5 Radio here in the studios at KCNR, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio. Phone lines here are 605-4567. And this portion of the show is brought to you by our friends over at SST Transport. Shasta SST Transport, SST Oil. It's, you know, we're finishing up our winter, but maybe this is a good time to take a look at what's happening around your place. Do you need your heaters or your water heaters repaired? This may be a good time to do it, except, you know, when you look at what's happening, the cold weather's not finished yet. Also, SST Oil delivers oil, kerosene, gas, and jet fuel all over the western United States. They are there on the front lines when it comes to fighting fires, and fire season is coming. If their firefighters are out there, SST Oil is out there making sure they have the fuel to be able to combat these wildfires. SST Oil is always looking for good employees. It's an employee-owned company. They're going to take care of you. Give them a call at 241-1167. Just get your Class C driver's permit. Well, then go talk to SST Oil, and they're going to bring you on and train you correctly and get you working almost immediately. SST Oil. On Wyndham Lane. Okay, hey, we're here with Casey Fatch, CEO of Shasta Regional Medical Center, Dr. Taggart, who is head of the emergency services at Shasta Regional Medical Center. We're talking about, of course, COVID-19, the corona virus that's going around. And the question that came up was from somebody's just put in like a whole paragraph here. Asking about not testing those with symptoms because of no travel history. Could you go over again when you start testing people if they come in or they're complaining?
Right.
It has to have certain symptoms. Otherwise, you're wasting the assets that you
could. Right. If you have symptoms but no other explanation for the fever and your symptoms, then you've got risk factors, then we will test you. There's no reason why we should have to be testing people that don't have the illness. And one might say, well, how do you know I don't have the illness because you didn't test me? Well, it's just probability, highly unlikely. I mean, we do right. the same thing with the flu. We do the same thing with the and flu. We don't test everyone that comes in with right. a flu. There is no treatment. The treatment is Tylenol for your fever, and unless you become critically ill, which means that you probably have other chronic diseases and require hospitalization, then we'll be testing you. So,
well, the when we talk about it, just and also, I don't know if anybody realizes, but this time of the year, I start sneezing. And my nose starts running because I'm allergic to something out there in the air. So that doesn't right. help either. Right. And then I find myself coughing. I cough in my sleeve, or I go over in the side of the wall and cough.
There may be many people that will have caught this virus and not even realize it. They'll think it was a minor cold.
Okay. And again, we're looking at the people at most at risk are the as you call
diabetics,
it, the elderly,
patients with emphysema, COPD, patients mm-hmm. that are immune compromised, maybe those that are on chemotherapeutic drugs, and then children. They're not affected with this virus like the elderly are.
Okay. So all right, and if you. So the statistics that we have as of, I guess, 7 a.m. Pacific time in California, that cases not in 24 cases related to federal repatriation flights. I guess that's right. bringing people in right. from other countries yep. that have it. Yep. 109 cases not related to the flights, but 44 of them are travel related. And you can go through this community transmission, 18 are under investigation about how they got it. So they have 10,000 people, number of people self-monitoring who return to the U.S. through San Francisco or LAX. Now, when you're self-monitoring, is this somebody that says, I think I could be exposed to it? Or is this ones that the medical authorities tell them to self-isolate themselves, self-monitoring?
I believe yeah. they're being instructed to given instructions on how to self-monitor based on their okay. Recent travel risk.
Right, and they're quarantined themselves in their home, and they're monitored by the public Department of Health. So.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
All right.
And you know, if you have questions about this and you want to get some real data, Shasta County's Department of Health has done a great job. Public Health Department has done a great job in putting information out there. So go to their site and actually get some real data and some real numbers. They also published a press release yesterday, which you're looking at.
Uh-huh.
And so, you know, you got these are pretty minor. These are pretty small numbers. And I think when you look at what you were talking about with the, you know, maybe a political agenda, you know, apparently the stock market yesterday caught the coronavirus, right?
Well, a couple of days ago it yeah. did, and they've right. been going up and down, but they're on yeah. the rise again today.
Right. Well, and yeah. the funny part is that healthcare stocks are down. Well, you know, why would intuitively you would think that healthcare stocks would do better if there was going to be more demand for healthcare? So I think it's just we all need to take a step back, calm down, and let's let this play out.
And we need to listen to our health professionals.
Right.
We
exactly.
need to listen to them. I remember the lady when they had the first press conference with Trump, that she's the one that's been in charge of infectious diseases at the Center for Disease Control. And what did she say? She said, this is not going to be real exciting, but this is what you need to do.
Right.
If you're sick, you stay home. Yeah. You cough into your sleeve. Right. And three, you wash your hands. Yeah. And we try to, you know, pass this on. But yet, here we are in Shasta County. I think we've got, we have one case. In Shasta County, did I see that?
No, that was from one of the cruise ships.
One of the cruise ships. Right. Okay. I do know that probably keeping yourself, you know, away from cruise ships for the next few weeks or a few months or
cruise ships have been notorious for yeah. many viruses.
Right.
Yeah, but that Legionnaire's disease, we were talking about that yesterday. Legionnaire's disease in a cruise ship. That caused deaths more than these things are. You probably don't want to go to Italy. Right now, I don't even know if you can get into Italy, Italy. If you get into Italy, you may not get out of Italy right away for
yeah.
that.
Yeah, they're taking some pretty extreme measures over there, that's for sure.
Do we, the effect it's having because of this 24-hour news cycle, and when you have a 24 hours news cycle and ratings, they have to compete all the time.
That's right.
Dr. Taggart, as a medical professional, you see it all the time. And Casey, you've run hospitals all over the place.
Right.
When you see something like this, your bottom line is just take a step back, take a deep breath, and just treat it like you would any other flu season.
Well, we have to look at credible sources too. We get our information from the CDC, not CNN. Okay, so we get our numbers from the CDC, how to treat the patients from the CDC, public health department as well, and that's where we get our data from. So we don't depend on these news channels for how to treat the patients. I mean, there's great systems in place in this country to handle this type of these different issues.
Yeah, remember the Ebola virus?
Right. Yeah.
I mean, we've every couple of years we have some sort of infectious disease scare, and we are constantly looking at our policies and procedures on how to manage these potential disasters, right? And so we're extremely well prepared. We have MOUs with our prime healthcare organization. You know, we've been working with, the emergency department has been working with doctors' clinics and doctors in the public setting on what to do, how to screen, and I would strongly recommend if anyone has any questions regarding symptoms or illnesses, they could always call the ER, but you could also call the public health department here in Shasta County, and that number is 225-5591. 225-5591.
And we'll put that on our Facebook page and all this because, if you've got a question, give them a call. They're set up for this. They're bringing on actually hiring people to come on and to help address these, the flus.
Yeah, we have. Backup. So, if healthcare professionals actually got infected, mm-hmm. all right, which is unlikely going to happen here because we're prepared. We've got our PAPRs. We've got our protective equipment. So patients, once they're screened, I'm not going to catch a patient that's 4, 5, 6 feet away from me. Asking them some quick questions and determining what my risk is.
Okay.
You
guys got to stay alive and well.
No, and we have isolation rooms in the hospital to negative pressure rooms that these kind of patients go in to prevent the spread. So.
Yeah. And this is what people need to know is, hey, we're prepared for this. We've done our research. This is not our first rodeo. Nope. And if you come in, we're going to be able to isolate that person and start taking care of them right there.
And again, we did it with the measles last year. And that was something we all thought was we're just never going to see in this country. It just kind of reared its ugly head again from somebody who didn't get immunized for it, came from another country, and went around spreading around. So, and a few of the cases wound up here. I mean, we had to deal with it.
But if you look at it throughout the country, I don't think it was less than 1,000 cases, it was pretty small. In the whole country.
Yeah.
Okay.
Right.
All right. Hey, we have to take a break. This portion of the show brought to you by Cypress Square Barbershop, the place to get your haircut. Maybe it's the only place that I've ever been in Reading to get my haircut. It's better known. It gives discounts for seniors and veterans. They work on appointments. You come in, you walk out, unless you want to spend a little extra time there catching up in your reading or Craft Magazine's Guns and Ammo. You'll never see Dr. Phil on the TV set. There, it's man's last stronghold. Cypress Square Barbershop. In the Cypress Square, of course, across from the subway. We'll be right back with Shasta Regional Medical Center. 8:32 in the morning. 48 degrees out there, going up to 77 today.
Start your morning with Free Fire Radio and Carl and Linda Bott, 7 to 9 a.m.
And then it's us, Armstrong and Getty, from 9 to 12.
Tune in to North State Now Thursday nights at 6 p.m. on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. Our show features yours truly, Linda Bott, with Michelle Slade, Enjoy the Magazine, and Dr. Orna Gill, featuring music, art, health, wellness, shopping, and more.
Colonoscopy is the most effective method of screening for colon cancer and is the only procedure that can both detect and prevent cancer in one procedure. Take-home tests can miss up to 1 in 12 of colon cancers and most precancerous polyps. If you're 50 or older, now is the time to schedule this life-saving test. When caught early, the survival rate of colon cancer is 90%, so stop making excuses and get screened. This public service message is brought to you by Reading Endoscopy Center. Call them at 530-246-7000 or visit readingendoscopy.com.
Hi, this is Chuck Kinney of Shasta Gas Propane. Our company motto is, our customers are warm friends. We are demonstrating our commitment to this motto by helping those in our area that lost their homes in the car fire and are moving onto their property in an RV during the rebuilding process. We can hook up a 120-gallon propane tank to your RV gas system and deliver gas to your property so you won't have to disconnect your 7-gallon cylinder and take it somewhere to get it filled, then reconnect it and relight your pilots. We will deliver and connect the tank at no charge, then discount the price of the propane. Give us a call at 365-3793. That's 365-3793. We want to help you during this stressful time.
Some things in life you can just rely on, like the comfy fit of a favorite pair of jeans and the tried and true performance of a new home comfort system from Rood. So here's to reliability built into everything we do. Rely on Rood.
Get reliable comfort when the weather turns cold with a new heating system installed by the local pros at Alliance Heating and Air. Call Alliance Heating and Air today at 530-221-2642.
The City of Reading has provided utilities to our current casino by agreement for the past 25 years. During this time, we have been one of the city's top commercial customers. In addition to paying for our actual utility usage, our agreement requires us to contribute to the city's general fund to offset impacts from our current casino. This has resulted in us contributing about $3.5 million to the city's general fund to help pay for vital public services that benefit us all. Reading Rancheria, proud to play our part.
Tobacco and Brew, located at 2143 Hilltop Drive, has been an integral part of our community for over 40 years. They have supported the veterans, law enforcement, fire and disaster survivors throughout this whole time. Tobacco and Brew has expanded their walk-in humidor and brought to the North State new lines of fine cigars, pipes, and tobacco products. Additionally, they are offering a pipe bar to try out new tobacco for taste and aroma. Tobacco and Brew is your one-stop shop for any tobacco product and accessories to include lighters, humidors, pouches, and more. Tobacco and Brew, 2143 Hilltop Drive.
Hear us streaming 24/7 at KCNR1460.com.
Welcome back to 3-5 Radio here in the studios at KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio. Carl and Linda Bott, and of course Linda's on assignment on Tuesdays. 8:36 in the morning, 48 degrees out there. It's a beautiful day on the 10th of March. I'm giving away a certificate to La Testimony Organic Bistro on Placer. It's a $35 gift certificate. One of the people I trust implicitly has eaten there. I am going up there this week myself, but I have this gift certificate that I'm going to award. It's $35. It's up there by on Placer, up there in the Holiday Shopping Center right there. It's organic food. So you might want to try this out. So first person that gives me a call, it's calling already. Okay, it's the fifth person. Okay. So, all right. Well, they're calling already. So this sounds like it's going to be a great deal. And like I said, the person that he brought it in here, and I was just going to say, Jimmy, thank you, Jimmy, for bringing it in and saying, I think this place is great, and I want to give people a gift certificate. Is that cool or what? So thanks a lot, Jimmy. So somebody's already called, and I'm here with Casey Fatch, who is the CEO of Shasta Regional Medical Center, Dr. Taggart, who runs all the emergency services here at Shasta Regional. We're going to get to that, but we have a caller on the line. Lori, good morning. Hello, Lori.
Can you hear me?
I can hear you now.
Okay. I have a question regarding do the doctors or the CEO Are they saying the World Health Organization has finally called this a pandemic? 77 countries, and I think only Antarctica has not been impacted by this. So here's where we look at the spin. Are people hyper, you know, creating it, like you mentioned, the media, and they're just making it into a frenzy, versus are we being rational, logical, and not missing, and therefore minimizing? So both ends of the pendulum go with my question about the pandemic being declared, and then is self-quarantine sufficient? Because if someone's going to sit at home, well, are they with their family and people coming and going? Are they sitting in a room, in a basement? I mean, this whole issue of trusting people to, you know, not sneak away somewhere or do something, I mean, this is up to a 50-day contagion thing. We're finding out more and more as time goes by. So I really want to take care of the first responders, of course. I hope they're, you know, given all the proper protective gear. I used to work in the medical field. I know it's a lot. And I'm not sure about the strains, mutation, and if the test kits are not no longer having to go to Atlanta, can they be done local so the wait isn't so extensive?
Okay. Those are good questions, Lori, and I see
we can run down the list.
Yeah, Dr. Taggart here is nodding his head. So let's start with...
If they could address, do they really trust China, who lies constantly, and the whole world's been watching? They knew this for a month.
Well, I think,
they
think
zero
most...
infections at the top of the news hour. They're incinerating. They have 40 new crematoriums.
I think that's a stretch. We don't trust China, but and then because we don't get the information from them in a timely manner, that certainly just sort of fuels our distrust. However, I don't think they're burning, you know, bodies dying from coronavirus. I think this I think it came from an animal source. Regarding the lab testing, we have the department, California Department of Public Health, and our local Shasta department and laboratories are able to run these tests locally.
Yes. What about the I think you mentioned reinfection rate on people? Have you seen
No. There is no reinfection rate. Once you've had the illness, you're immune to it.
Okay. What she's saying is things that you see in the news.
And the World Health Organization, to my knowledge, at this point, as of when I was reading last night, has not declared a pandemic, and neither has the CDC in the United States.
Okay.
So I think that's sort of a
There's measurable criteria for the term pandemic, and it's just basically we haven't gotten there yet. So
because it's got to be a certain amount of certain numbers and all this, and it's got to be
certain number of countries, continents, all that type of stuff. And again, Antarctica has not seen the coronavirus yet.
Will Antarctica ever see a virus?
I don't know.
Besides penguin, maybe penguin flu?
You know, but the thing is, I know that was the article on CNN that CNN was talking about, that they're the ones who are throwing around the term pandemic and declared a pandemic without the authority to be able to declare a pandemic. So, you know, again, they're putting out their terms that the World Health Organization and the CDC are not using yet.
Okay. Is Michelle still on the
line? Yeah, I don't know.
Okay, we lost Michelle. Okay.
I don't know that... whether you use the word pandemic or not is, I think, is irrelevant. We already know that it's worldwide.
Right.
We have an excellent, CDC that is the best in the world, and we have really great public health departments that work closely with physicians and healthcare officials. And
there was something that I didn't know, but that the United States rates first in the world when it comes to treating something like this. I don't know if you want to call it epidemic, but things of the flu or other things that have come through, like the measles last year, like you were talking about.
Right.
But the United States is rated as like number one in being able to to work together, which is just what you said, Dr. Taggart, from the national all the way down to the local doctors. So
We're taking the on the local level. We're taking the exact same precautions, whether it's an epidemic or a pandemic or whatever you want to call it. We know that we know what the risk is, and we know how to screen for it. We now have the capability to test for it. You know, I'm not going into work every morning even thinking about or worried about the catching the coronavirus. And I'm more likely to catch some other illness, you know, from a needle stick or hepatitis, than I am from the coronavirus. And I'm on the front line.
Yeah,
so.
I was just going to mention that, Dr. Taggart is working there. He's in charge of the emergency room. You see it all coming in there, including bloody people that you get your hands all the way into their chest or stomach and all this. So when you're telling me that, frankly, I don't even think about it because that's where it is on my level. You know, then if it rose up, then it would be something else.
Yeah, I want to reassure people. I mean, yeah. I think this has really gotten blown out of proportion. We don't know how long this is going to last, and we'll just continue to practice every day with the highest precaution and objective
criteria. You know,
the last people we need to overreact on this is our medical professionals. You know, the people, men and women, that have been trained in this that understand exactly what this is. When I talk to my daughter, who's a nurse, she says, you know, she's not overly excited about it, and she goes into hospitals all the time.
Right.
She said that she's not going to take a cruise right now because she's not worried about catching it. She's worried about all of a sudden everybody has to go into a quarantine for some reason.
I've been rethinking the cruise thing even before the coronavirus because there's a lot of other viruses that you catch on these cruise ships, and they're just a big floating Petri dish half the time. And, you know, it's such close quarters.
You know
I don't know. I don't know. What to
don't ever get into the hot tub on a cruise ship. Don't ever do that.
Probably good advice on many levels.
On many levels. Yeah, right. Hey, we've got to take a quick break. We're going to be right back after these messages I'm here with. I'm sorry.
Get you every time.
I'm sorry. Yeah, it does. Casey Fash, who's the CEO of Shasta Regional Medical Center, and Dr. Taggart, who's in charge of the emergency room. I want to talk a little bit about the emergency room when we get back, that you all put a lot of effort into the emergency room to make it, you know, I know it's a horrible thing to say, but make it as palatable as possible if you have to come to the emergency room. We'll be right back, 8:45 in the morning here.
A full-service spa is our most amazing amenity at Wind River Resort and Casino. Our exceptional menu of treatments allows you to select an array of services, including massage, nail care, and lash extensions. Wind River Spa. Spend an hour or spend the day with us. Featuring farmhouse fresh products and PCA skin products, we are the only spa in Reading that has a steam and sauna for both men and women. Inquire about our monthly membership. Book your appointment at windriverspa.com. Relaxation. Wind River Spa.
For over 50 years, House of Realty has provided experienced and effective advice to its real estate clients. Experts in residential, commercial, and investment property, we have the knowledge and tools to assist you with all of your real estate needs. Family owned and operated since 1965, we have been an active part of the Shasta County community for generations. Please call House of Realty today at 241-8300. A reputation for excellence since 1965.
Every Monday from 6 to 8 p.m., join us at Radio Wasteland, your local guide to the unexplained and the unknown. Each week, we cover all things unexplained, from the moving stars in the sky to the things that go bump in the night. Visit us as we explore these topics and more as our in-studio team digs deeper with featured guests and listener call-ins. Mondays are rough, but now your overworked brain has a chance for some sweet relief with Radio Wasteland.
Radio Wasteland, Mondays at 6 on KCNR.
Aloha, this is Kevin, operations manager at Maui Bob's Office Cleaning.
A professionally cleaned business sends a message to your paying customers. It says you are a company that cares about your image and always presenting the very best impression. Time after time, I've talked to clients who shopped for the lowest price, and after a few months, realized that their professional image was suffering. They didn't know who was actually coming into their offices to do the cleaning, and they just weren't getting the value they were paying for. Be wary of big-name companies that take your money, then hire unknown contractors to do the work. Since 1987, Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, your local professionals, have been offering the best in office cleaning by our screened, bonded, and insured staff. Take pride in your business and say aloha to your customers with the professional cleaning services from Maui Bob's Office Cleaning. Call 221-5868, 221-5868, MauiBob'sOfficeCleaning.com.
For many people, their faith, their family, and their health are the most important things in their life. Every day, the work that I do influences these things. Children go to college, couples move into their first home, people retire, businesses start, and charities are supported. All of this in part because of the work I do. I can make complicated things clearer so people understand them. I can solve problems and find solutions. People need someone to put their interests first. And for many people, I am that someone. I can lend an ear, stand with you during life's ups and downs, and provide that advice at just the right time. That's why I love my job. That's why I'm a financial advisor, Susan Eastman, with Wells Fargo Advisors in Redding, California, 243-7561. Once again, this is Susan Eastman with Wells Fargo Advisors. I'd love to be your financial advisor. Please give me a call at 243-7561.
Learn more about our shows and hosts. Check us out online at kcnr1460.com.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio. Good morning, everybody. It is 8:50 in the morning, the 10th of March. It's 48 degrees out there, going out to a beautiful 77 degrees today. It's going to be a whirlwind of a week because Monday we're going to have, it looks like, rain or snow, or rain and snow. So enjoy yourself while you can out there in the sun. Hey, today we have Casey Fatch, who is CEO of Shasta Regional Medical Center, and Dr. Taggart here, who is the head of the emergency department. We've been talking about the COVID-19, the coronavirus. Keeping, you know, let's all keep our heads about us, that it's a nothing that they are looking at that is they have not seen before, that it's not a world ender. It's a one that if you just take sensible precautions, like staying home when you're sick, not sneezing on everybody, and washing your hands for 20 seconds after you go to the bathroom or whatever, you know, like during the day, which we should be doing anyway, you know, during the day, just to keep yourself from being exposed to other germs. I want to talk a little bit about your emergency department, though, if that's okay. A year ago or a little bit longer, Casey, you said, we want to get everybody in and out of there in 30 minutes or less.
Well, we want people to be seen by a provider within
30
minutes.
Right, within 30 minutes. That's right. Be seen and then out of there as soon as possible. Right. How are we doing on that, Dr.
Yeah, we're doing excellent. Right. We've had, despite having 20% increase in our emergency department volume over the last couple months, we continue to not only maintain the what we call the door to provider time on average is less than 30 minutes, but our overall length of stay has improved dramatically, and we're well below the national benchmark.
Okay, of that 30 minutes then. So you've added people in there, so that you're being seen. And that's the big thing, because how many times have you heard the horror stories having to wait for 3 hours just to be seen by somebody? So you've gotten well below that, the 30-minute mark.
Yes. Yep.
Okay,
yep.
And like one of the things you said too, if you have somebody there that you believe could have the coronavirus, you immediately isolate them. And,
we do. Yeah, we
and
have
because you have a special room and everything there.
Correct.
To do that.
Yeah.
And I think this is what I really like, and I want people maybe just checking in right now, is that Dr. Taggart, who's, I mean, literally in the front lines of seeing people, does not worry about the coronavirus.
I'm not waking up in the morning
that's
worried that I'm going to end up in the hospital a day or two later. with coronavirus. I take my precautions. I wash my hands before and after I see every patient. And with the screening, we can take additional precautions using gowns, PAPRs, and masks to protect the actual providers, nurses, and doctors that would be seeing and taking care of such a patient if they were to show up.
And by the way, I just saw some statistics that you all are one of the top hospitals when it comes to a low infection rate in the country.
Right. Yeah, so. Infections that you would acquire in the hospital, we have some of the lowest rates in the country. There's no question about it. There's been a lot of work done on that. So,
Casey, what do you have? I know you were talking about the Da Vinci machine, the system that we have there. I call it a suite because to me it looks like a kind of a suite of different things.
Yeah, right.
The impact that has on patients.
Well, it's minimally invasive surgery that basically disrupts the anatomy and so much less than other approaches to surgery that the healing times are a lot faster. A lot of the times, patients don't even require actual pain meds, and the surgery it goes so fast, they're home quicker, but the outcomes are much better.
Well, that's one thing, not having to put people on pain drugs,
right?
Especially in today's society.
Right.
Dr. Taggart, your people that come into you and you say you've had a 20% uptick.
That's not related to coronavirus.
No.
It's all other whole spectrum of illnesses. Some respiratory, some flu, influenza. I mean,
this is the flu season.
Correct. Yeah. So we see those patients and
how many off the street would you say that are drug related? Or do you have any idea? I mean, you don't look at it like
well,
that.
Well, drug related, we're probably I would say it would be as high as 20%.
People coming in.
Oh, yeah, easily. Yeah. I mean, you've got a whole spectrum of illnesses.
Yeah. Okay.
Are related to marijuana, related to alcohol, related to
whatever
IV drug use, meth, heroin, or.
Mm-hmm. So that takes time too.
And then a lot of the mental health we see too, patients that use drugs and are genetically susceptible to mental illness, the drugs sort of ignite that. And so we see a lot of mental health related issues with drugs and alcohol.
Okay. And I was talking to the police the other day, and they were talking about your ward that you take people off the streets that are the people that are danger to themselves or others, and how much they appreciate that.
Yeah. Well, they're up there. Just, units always full, no question.
And you can keep them for how long?
Oh, it's 72 hours on a 5150, and then a 5250 can be up to 14 days.
Oh, what's a 5250?
That's just another
longer. Just another the same type of thing, but you can keep
the
them.
Court, and the and courts you, are involved in that.
So, okay, that's what I thought, that you could keep them 14 days, but then try to stabilize them before they're turned loose.
Yeah. Treat them. Yeah. Treat them and stabilize.
That's right.
What are things going on?
Well, things are going on that, I think, you got this mass hysteria out there, and I think people really need to get their information from their provider, their doctor, and that relationship with their doctor, not from CNN News. I mean, you just can't base your healthcare decisions and the information that you get out of the media. You know, have that conversation with your provider, or listen to, the credible sort, departments that we have out, the CDC and even the local county health department here is doing a great job on getting information out there that's real and based on actual reality and real numbers.
So. And you all are taking the precautions out there by cleaning all the equipment, door handles, all that
absolutely.
Kind of stuff all the time.
Yeah, we do that
that's
all
routine.
The time.
That's routine.
Yep, normal course of business.
Right.
And you do that anyway.
Yep, correct. So, absolutely.
Okay. People need to know that it's like to for me, you're in a bathroom and you use the sink afterwards and you have your tissue, and you people throw it away then reach over and touch the door.
Right.
I don't ever do that. I will carry that with me
door
and
knobs,
open
door
the
knobs,
door, the knob, yes, and then throw it away. But I've been doing that for years, so I don't think that's any different than I would be any other time.
Yeah.
But it's just, every time that I look at the news, I'm almost ashamed to say that I'm in the media when it comes to when I see him trying to promote a panic. I have, you know, the only thing I can think of is they don't really care.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. The whole thing is ratings.
Well, they're selling ratings, selling, you know, media spots, and it's all about, yeah, you know, hey, we're going to do a big coronavirus special tonight. You know, you want to buy some time? You know, it's just, they do it every, they do it for a whole bunch of different things. So.
Okay. So one more time.
Listen to your doctor.
One more time, Dr. Taggart. Tell people how to protect themselves.
Wash your hands for at least 20 seconds with hot water and soap. Cover your cough and sneeze with your armpit. And I would probably limit travel, like on cruise ships. But I'm traveling. I travel by air every month. You know, and my plans aren't changing. I may take extra precautions and bring some wipes and wipe down, you know, the table in front of me, and use hand sanitizer more frequently outside of the hospital, you know, and when I'm going to the grocery store and things like that.
And the grocery store provides you wipes there, too, for the handles and all that, and they've been doing that for years. Okay. Hey, thank you so much, Casey Thatch and Dr. Taggart from Shasta Regional Medical Center. That I hope people will listen to this, and we'll put it online. We'll tell people that, hey, we talked about it, and, you know, this is not something to go crazy about or go run in circles and screaming and shouting about.
Yeah, listen to your public agencies and your physicians, for sure.
Well, thanks a lot.
Thank you.
Okay.
Thank you.
Tomorrow we're going to have the Chamber of Commerce in here and talking about taking down all the parking. Not all the parking, but taking down the parking structures. Remember, it's the good guys against the bad guys. Which are you? Well, I-